堂听 class.com。
Welcome to Side B， 欢迎你来到 B 面。
Lesson 9.
Nowadays, millions of people of all ages take pleasure in a hobby which is both interesting and fun. Every year, more and more people start a stamp collection of their own and discover an interest which can even last a lifetime. Starting your collection of stamps is easy because they are everywhere. Holiday and birthday postcards from relatives and letters from friends can all provide you with stamps from all over the world.But once you've started collecting seriously, you will probably want to join the Stamp Collectors Club, which exists to help you add more stamps to your collection.
There's an interesting hobby that millions of people, both young and old, enjoy. Every year, more and more people start a stamp collection of their own. Often, stamp collecting becomes a lifelong interest. It's easy to start your own collection because stamps are everywhere.Postcards and letters from friends and relatives can provide you with stamps from all over the world. But once you've started collecting seriously, you will probably want to join the Stamp Collectors Club, an organization which can help you add more stamps to your collection.
Close your eyes, relax, listen, and follow. 闭上你的眼睛，放松，仔细听，并跟着读。You can make it.一定可以做到。
Lesson 10.
I still remember my middle school life in Tianjin. I was then in a school for students from Tibet. As we all left home at an early age, we met lots of problems in our daily life. We had to do the washing, cleaning, and shopping by ourselves. However, we seldom felt lonely or helpless.We enjoyed our happy life. At weekends, we would play basketball, swim in the pool, or go for a picnic. We were living in a big family. We treated each other as brothers and sisters. If any one of us had any difficulty in our life and study, the others would help him out. It has been 5 years since we graduated, but those memories are as sweet as ever before.
Extremely slow.
I still remember going to middle school in Tianjin. I went to a school especially for students from Tibet. We had all left home at an early age, so there were lots of problems for us to overcome. We had to learn to do the washing, cleaning,and shopping all by ourselves. However, we seldom felt lonely or helpless. We had a happy life together. On the weekends, we would play basketball, swim in the pool, or go out for picnics. It was like living in a big family. We treated each other as brothers and sisters.Whenever one of us had a problem, everyone else would help him out. It has been 5 years since we graduated, but my memories of middle school are still fresh.
Now, naturally and passionately.
I still remember going to middle school in Tianjin. I went to a school especially for students from Tibet. We had all left home at an early age,So there were lots of problems for us to overcome. We had to learn to do the washing, cleaning, and shopping all by ourselves. However, we seldom felt lonely or helpless. We had a happy life together. On the weekends, we would play basketball, swim in the pool, or go out for picnics. It was like living in a big family. We treated each other as brothers and sisters. Whenever one of us had a problem,Everyone else would help him out. It has been 5 years since we graduated, but my memories of middle school are still fresh.
Now, as quickly as possible, 最快速
I still remember going to middle school in Tianjin. I went to a school especially for students from Tibet. We had all left home at an early age, so there were lots of problems for us to overcome. We had to learn to do the washing, cleaning, and shopping all by ourselves. However, we seldom felt lonely or helpless. We had a happy life together. On the weekends, we would play basketball, swim in the pool, or go out for picnics. It was like living in a big family. We treated each other as brothers and sisters. Whenever one of us had a problem, everyone else would help him out. It has been 5 years since we graduated, but my memories of middle school are still fresh.
Lesson 11.
This is a story my father told me. When I was a boy, the most exciting thing was to celebrate the spring festival. My grandma was the best cook in the world and could make the most delicious dishes. One time, I just couldn't wait for the spring festival dinner. As I was about to take a piece from a cooked duck, I saw Grandma in the kitchen looking at me. Shaking her head, she said, "It isn't a good time to do that, dear." At once I apologized and controlled myself as best as I could till the dinner started. You know, that was a dinner we had waited for several months.
This is a story my father told me. When I was a boy, the most exciting time of year was the spring festival. My grandma was an amazing cook and could make the most delicious dishes. One time, I just couldn't wait for the spring festival dinner. I was about to sneak a piece of roast duck, but I saw Grandma in the kitchen looking at me. She shook her head and said, "Now isn't a good time to do that, dear." At once I apologized and controlled myself as best I could till the dinner started. You know, that was a dinner we had waited for several months.
Hey man, you're making great progress.
Don't give up. 永不放弃.
Let's go on to the next. 现在让我们学习下一个.
Lesson 12.
I have a good friend whose name is Liu Mei. She is our monitor and one of the excellent students in our class. Clever as she is, she works very hard. We have a lot in common and have a lot to talk about. One evening she told me that something happened when her parents were out. She was doing her homework one Sunday morning when she smelt something burning. She stopped to look out of the window and found a cloud of smoke coming out of her neighbor's house. She called 119 immediately. 10 minutes later, the fireman came and put out the fire. Her neighbor was very thankful for her help.
Liu Mei is one of my close friends. She is our class monitor and an excellent student. She's a clever girl, and she always works very hard. We like talking to each other because we have a lot in common. One evening, she told me about something that happened while she was home alone. It was Sunday morning, and she was doing her homework. Suddenly, she noticed a burning smell. She looked out of the window and saw a cloud of smoke coming out of her neighbor's house. She called 119 immediately. 10 minutes later, the fireman came and put out the fire. Her neighbor was very grateful to her for being so alert.
Good job!
Lesson 13.
Dear Susan, I'm very glad to hear you are coming to visit me next Friday. Unfortunately, I won't be able to meet you at the airport because I have classes in the afternoon. You won't find it difficult to get to the city center. The airport bus leaves every 30 minutes and will take you right to the Friendship Hotel. My class will be over by then, and I will pick you up there. I will take you to a hot pot restaurant for dinner, and we'll talk about our plan for the weekend over dinner. Have a pleasant trip, and see you Friday. Yours, Jiang Ming.
Dear Susan, I'm very glad to hear you are coming to visit me next Friday. I wish I could come meet you at the airport, but I have classes that afternoon. You won't find it difficult to get downtown. The airport bus leaves every 30 minutes and will take you right to the Friendship Hotel. I'll come pick you up there after class. I will take you to a hot pot restaurant for dinner, and we'll talk about our plans for the weekend over dinner. Have a pleasant trip, and see you Friday. Yours, Jiang Ming.
Lesson 14.
When I first learned to write in English, I ran into many difficulties. The main problem was that I always thought in Chinese and tried to translate everything into English. My teacher advised me to keep a diary. I followed her advice and put down 100 words or so each day. Soon I began to enjoy talking to myself on paper as I was learning to express myself in simple English. One day I wrote a little story and showed it to my teacher. She liked it very much and read it to the class. All said the story was a good one. Their words were a great encouragement to me.
Learning to write in English was really hard for me at first. I always thought in Chinese and tried to translate everything into English. My teacher advised me to keep a diary. It sounded like good advice, so I started to put down 100 words or so each day. In no time, I was able to express myself in simple English. One day, I wrote a little story and showed it to my teacher. She liked it very much and read it to the class. Everyone said the story was well written. Their kind words really encouraged me to keep writing.
Lesson 15.
Last week, my parents and I took a 2-day trip to Eme Mountain in Sichuan. As everyone knows, it's a famous mountain with all kinds of plants and animals. The weather was fine. It was about noon when we arrived at the foot of the mountain. The three of us were very excited. As we climbed the mountain, we fed monkeys, visited temples, and told stories. On the way up, I was busy taking pictures, since the scenery was so beautiful. The time passed quickly. Evening came. We spent the night in a hotel at the top of the mountain. The food was expensive, but the service was good. I was so tired that I fell asleep the moment my head touched the pillow.
Exaggerate, 夸张.
Last week, my parents and I took a 2-day trip to Eme Mountain in Sichuan. It's a famous mountain with all kinds of plants and animals. It was about noon when we arrived at the foot of the mountain. The weather was fine. The three of us were very excited. As we climbed the mountain, we fed monkeys, visited temples, and told stories. I took tons of pictures since the scenery was so beautiful. Soon we are at the peak. The sun set. We spent the night in an inn near the mountaintop. The food was expensive, but the service was good. I was so tired that I fell asleep the moment my head touched the pillow.
Naturally, 自然的语速.
Last week, my parents and I took a 2-day trip to Eme Mountain in Sichuan. It's a famous mountain with all kinds of plants and animals. It was about noon when we arrived at the foot of the mountain. The weather was fine. The three of us were very excited. As we climbed the mountain, we fed monkeys, visited temples, and told stories. I took tons of pictures since the scenery was so beautiful. Soon we were at the peak. The sun set. We spent the night in an inn near the mountaintop. The food was expensive, but the service was good. I was so tired that I fell asleep the moment my head touched the pillow.
Now, as quickly as possible.
Last week, my parents and I took a 2-day trip to Eme Mountain in Sichuan. It's a famous mountain with all kinds of plants and animals. It was about noon when we arrived at the foot of the mountain. The weather was fine. The three of us were very excited. As we climbed the mountain, we fed monkeys, visited temples, and told stories. I took tons of pictures since the scenery was so beautiful. Soon we were at the peak. The sun set. We spent the night in an inn near the mountaintop. The food was expensive, but the service was good. I was so tired that I fell asleep the moment my head touched the pillow.
Fantastic! 棒极了!
Lesson 16.
What should you do when your parents become angry? If your parents get mad, try to have a conversation with them about it. Remember not to shout at them. They usually will try to change. But it will take some time because they have gotten angry all their lives, and that is all they know. You might have to change your method a couple of times. Do some nice things for your parents that they don't expect, like cooking, doing the dishes, washing clothes, or cleaning the floors. If this doesn't work, bring in a friend that you feel comfortable with and have him or her help you.
What should you do when your parents get mad? If your parents are angry, Try to talk to them calmly. Remember not to shout at them, even if they shout at you. Usually they will relax and try not to get angry again. Don't expect them to become more peaceful overnight. It's hard for old people to break their habits. Try different ways of getting through to your parents. You could do some nice things for your parents when they don't expect it, like cooking dinner, washing the dishes, doing the laundry, or other household chores. If this doesn't work, get a friend that you feel comfortable with to help you talk to your parents.
Lesson 17.
Like most of my schoolmates, I have neither brothers nor sisters. In other words, I am an only child. My parents love me dearly, of course, and will do all they can to make sure that I get a good education. They do not want me to do any work at home. They want me to devote all my time to my studies so that I'll get good marks in all my subjects. We may be one family and live under the same roof, but we do not seem to get much time to talk together. It looks as if my parents treat me as a visitor or a guest. Do they really understand their daughter? How are things in other homes, I wonder?
Like most of my schoolmates, I have no brothers or sisters. In other words, I am an only child. My parents love me dearly, of course, and do all they can to make sure that I get a good education. They do not give me any chores to do at home. They want me to devote all my time to my studies so that I'll get good grades in all my subjects. We may be one family and live under the same roof, but we don't talk to each other very much. Sometimes I feel like a guest in my own home. Do my mom and dad really understand their own daughter? I wonder if it's the same in other homes.
Lesson 18.
I used to love science classes, all of them, biology, chemistry, geography, physics. I think I like those classes because I felt that they helped me understand how the world works. For example, when I was a child, rain was a mystery. In one class, I learned why it rained. I think science classes clear up mysteries, but then there are always more mysteries to look into. What was my least favorite class? That was maths. After learning the basics of the subject, nothing else seemed very practical to me. I never saw how I could use it in my daily life.
I used to love all my science classes. Biology, chemistry, geography, physics fascinated me because they helped me understand how the world works. For example, when I was a child, I didn't understand rain. Science class helped me figure out why it rains. I think science classes clear up mysteries, but then there are always more mysteries to solve. What was my least favorite subject? That was maths. After learning the basics, nothing else seemed very practical to me. I never saw how I could use it in my daily life.
Fantastic! 棒极了!
Lesson 19.
The day before the speech contest, my English teacher talked to me. She said that she and my schoolmates all wished me success, but it didn't matter whether I would win or not. When I was on the stage the next day, I felt so nervous that I shook like a leaf. There were so many people present. Suddenly, I caught sight of my English teacher in the crowd. She was smiling and nodding at me. I remembered her words and calmed down. I did a good job and won the first prize. Now my picture and the prize are hanging in the library. Whenever I see them, I will think of my English teacher.
The day before the speech contest, my English teacher talked to me. She said that she and my schoolmates all wished me success, but it didn't matter whether I won or not. When I got up on the stage the next day, I felt so nervous that I shook like a leaf. There were so many people out there. Suddenly, I caught sight of my English teacher in the crowd. She was smiling and nodding at me. I remembered her words and calmed down. My speech went well. In fact, I won first prize. Now my picture and the prize are hanging in the library. Whenever I see them, I think of my English teacher and feel grateful for her encouragement.
You see, speaking English is no big deal. 看到了吗? 说英语没有什么了不起。
This is the end of Tape 1. Please join us for Tape 2.